Mary Schaefer. It's November 7th, 2010, and I'm here to talk to you about part three of Managers. You don't have to carry everything. And I've been talking about what I call, putting in A-plus work when really B work will do. And sort of a key to that is knowing, accepting that you have to cut corners and then knowing what to cut corners on. And I've been giving you some pithy quotes from Penelope Trunk over at bnet.com, and you can find her blog at www.bnet.com/blog/Penelope-Trunk. Penelope is P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E, and then it's dash, and then Trunk, T-R-U-N-K. And the last article I want to bring to your attention is forcing your boss to prioritize requires managing up. And that can be really uncomfortable for people, even controversial. And it can seem like brown nosing. That's the first thing I want to address. Just get over yourself around that. A star performer knows how to manage up, and it doesn't mean you're doing that in a manipulative or a completely self-serving way. I remember people at work on a project team I was on, them all complaining about so-and-so always has an agenda. And I spoke up and I said, I have to tell you, I always have an agenda too. And it was stunned silence. And I said, it happens to be that my agenda, which is a personal agenda, also aligns with what my job they expect me to do and what the company pays me for. So having an agenda is not always a bad thing, even if it is personal and very close to you. And so learn how to manage up. And Penelope's got some great advice on this, great perspectives on this too. One of my favorites is her saying, if it isn't a high priority for your boss, it shouldn't be a high priority for you. And I realize there are exceptions there, but as I tell my managers many times, if you're getting overwhelmed and you're the one that's going to manage this situation, you need to be even more discerning and really decide whether or not you're going to put the effort and investment into and energy into something that, is it really going to get you anywhere? Is it going to have the payoff you expect? Sometimes you may say yes, but if it isn't a priority for your boss, it shouldn't be a high priority for you. So consider that one. And then I love this one. Convey information to your boss in a way that she likes it, so she's more likely to retain it. So many times people, come our way with communications that just don't hit us right, and then they wonder why they don't get our attention. Well, our boss is the same way. And the best way you can always get your boss's attention is to know what gets their attention. Is it emails? Is it short voicemails? Is it a weekly summary of what you're working on? Know what turns them on and then address them that way so you can get their attention. And so, managers, nobody's going to fix your workload but you. And most of the times, it's about discernment. It's about you making some decisions around quality and energy. And I just want to challenge you to make this a high priority for yourself. So, signing off, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And I hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.